I had the privilege this weekend of watching two television shows. One was Rodney Brown, and is that his name, Rodney? Rodney Howard Brown, that's why it didn't sound right. And it was on this television station, GodTV.com. To get into that, you go to GodTV.com, and then you need to register. Look for a little thing that says register. Doesn't cost you anything, but you register, you put your name, and you have a password to get back in to the, it's a streaming video thing, and it was absolutely tremendous. The thing that encouraged me about it was he was so willing to follow the leading of the Spirit, and it was just precious to see a national TV that wasn't afraid to not talk, but just wait on the Spirit and see what the Spirit was doing in the ministry. So many national television or international people, they're so busy talking about themselves and their programs and everything they're doing and just talking, just preaching, that to the freshness of having this man just wait on the Spirit was absolutely precious. Gave us a time, I entered into a time of worship during that program. It was just absolutely, it was incredible. It was so, so peaceful, revealing, just a precious time with the Lord. So I really do encourage you to, I don't know what the programs are going to be like in the future, but I know that one was just excellent. They're trying to do a good thing, getting God on our computers. That's a good thing, to get God on our computers. The other one I watched, and this is in answer to your prayer, Teresa, was The Call, the part that we could see. How many did get that on your, did any of you get it on your computers at all? Well, anyway, the part that I watched was incredible. You spoke about the desire for the youth of America to come to Jesus and come back to Jesus if they'd been with him when they were younger. And I couldn't believe the sincerity and the depth of prayer that was put forth. The heavens were bombarded, and that stadium was packed. Yep. It was absolutely packed. All the seats were filled, and then they had seats on the, you know, where they play football. What's that called?
The field,
yeah. Yeah, I want to say the tarmac, and I thought, no, that's airplanes. On the field, and it was absolutely packed. So that was thrilling to see that Lou Engle got out there. He stuck his neck out to have this national gathering, and it looked like it really was working. They were precious. When it finally went off the air, they were in a time where they were recommitting their lives to Jesus, and they called it a marriage. It was a marriage, being married to Jesus, taking Jesus and wanting to be so close and intimate with him and let him direct their lives and be their husband, their leader, their guide. And it was precious at that time. So I thank Jesus that he was able to put a blessing on that gathering. You could tell it was really being blessed, except for the fact that it wouldn't televise. But that could just have been here in the Northwest. I don't know. It could have been our servers or whatever. Well, I know the prophetic is more active than I've seen it before. We get I'm connected with a lot of different newsletters, and everybody's honing in on the same thing, that indeed we are in the last days, and we need to be praying and seeking God. And I think there's a new stirring in the body of Christ that we're mounting up with wings as eagles to seek the face of our God and be in right relationship with him and heed the call when he tells us to do something. When he says witness to somebody, we need to be witnessing to that those people. We need to be alive to the Spirit. And I guess this is the time in the body of Christ that I've always looked forward to. I've always been excited about the last days, and I so wanted to be a part of that final anointing of the Holy Spirit, because it is going to be tremendous, and I want to be a part of it. So as you go back to Montana, I pray that you will be totally, totally, totally invested in your ministry, and that we don't know what it is right now, but you guys have got to go for it to do it, and you can influence those youth. Just be led by the Spirit and get out there and do your thing. Amen. God's thing. Do God's thing. Amen. Okay, and this verse, the verse for today goes along really well with it. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Who's going to get us through these last days? The Lord Jehovah. And when you see Lord Jehovah, those two words together, it suggests the most powerful, powerful force in the universe. Absolutely. Undoubtedly. It's showing the total strength of God. Yah, Jehovah, the Lord Jehovah. Matthew Henry says about this verse, trust in the Lord for that peace, that portion which will be forever. Whatever we trust to the world for, it will last only for a moment. But those who trust in God shall not only find in Him, but shall receive from Him strength that will carry them to that blessedness which is forever. Let us then acknowledge Him in all our ways and rely on Him in all trials. Those of you who are reading with us through the Bible in a year, you will see in the last few days there is a sentence or a phrase, and it says, in that day, and I started to circle it, and it's, man, it's almost every paragraph, in that day, in that day, in that day, in that day. Take heed, that's talking about the day that we're in right now. And so it's really exciting to be a part of what God's doing, and we're going to trust in the Lord, obey Him, even if it sounds goofy. Obey the leading of the Holy Spirit, and let's step out on that limb for Jesus. Let's stand and say this verse together. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.